Here at the NEFB Trade Talk, I'm at USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service booth. With me is Renee Pinconso, Director of the Census and Survey Division. So we have the 2012 Census of Agriculture, and we've got census forms being mailed out soon.
Yes, we do. The Census of Agriculture will be dropped in the mail December 14th, so farmers should expect it in their mailbox by the end of the year. And we are asking that they complete it by mail or over the internet and have it back to us by February 4th of 2013. Those who don't respond by then will be getting a follow-up mailing, phone calls, even a personal visit in some cases.
That's the same as it's ever been, right? What's different about the census this time?
This time they are able to respond over the internet, so that's something that's new. We also have a couple of new questions on the census this year. We're asking about agroforestry. We're asking expanded questions on renewable energy, also on internet use, equine, and biomass production.
Interesting. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the questions on renewable energy and biomass production. What are you asking there?
On renewable energy, we're just asking for more detail on whether farmers are using solar, wind, what type of energy, and on biomass, some of the crops they're growing to produce biomass.
Very interesting. Now, why is it so important for you, for the farmers who get this, to respond?
It's very important that farmers respond because so many decisions are based on this data. Also, it serves as a base for formulating farm policy, as well as USDA programs and services are based on this data. Rural communities use it in planning efforts, and agribusinesses also use it when planning where to place transportation, grain storage, and processing plants, things like that.
Now, when we get the census, forms going out at the end of the year, you want them back by February or so. I know the process takes a while, but then when do you expect to get the first results out once you get the surveys in?
The results are expected to be released in February of 2014. So it takes us about 6 months to get all the data in, and then we have to get it analyzed, edited, summarized, published. So it takes a little while. We are looking at 3 million forms that we have to be accountable for. So that's quite a few, and we don't increase our staff by very much at all during the census year. We have to do it with existing staff, so that's why it takes a little longer.
I know that you always, like you said, they're going to get a follow-up if they don't come through. What is the percentage that you get back in right away, and how long does it take you to follow up?
We usually get about 50% pretty quickly in because it is required by law, so that does encourage people to respond pretty quickly. And then with the second mailing, we get another 10 or 15%. So we end up with about a third of them that we end up having to follow up with. And usually a quick phone call to people will get them prompted to drop it in the mail. But in some cases, we end up having to go out and actually hunt people down to get them to respond. And of course, that is expensive and time consuming. So we prefer if farmers and ranchers will just complete it when they get it. And if they need assistance, we do have a website and a 1-800 number and all they can call.
Do you think having it on the internet will help get people respond faster?
I hope so, because it does lead you through the questions. So the questionnaire itself is 24 pages long, but most people only need to fill out maybe 5 or 6 because nobody has everything in the questionnaire. And if you go on the internet, it skips through the questions, so it's really easier to fill out.
Very good. Well, we will be looking forward to that and reminding farmers that, yes, it is required by law. Fill out the Census of Agriculture, very important, and that'll be coming your way before the end of the year. Here at NEFB Trade Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.